à ma qualité de président de la transition.
Transitional President General Brice Oligui-Nguema opened the dialogue Tuesday, telling a crowd of several thousand civilians and soldiers that Gabon's citizens are looking forward to what is billed as the country's inclusive major national dialogue. During the ceremony at the Libreville Sports Complex, broadcast live on Gabon State TV, Oligui said he expects the head of the dialogue, Catholic Archbishop Jean-Patrick Ibarba, to come up with a roadmap that will determine the duration of the transitional government. Oligui has ruled Gabon since the military ousted President Ali Bongo Ondimba in a bloodless coup last August. Before then, the Bongo family had ruled Gabon with a tight grip for more than 55 years. Ibarba said the massive turnout of politicians, civil society members, youth leaders, traditional rulers, the clergy and people living with disabilities indicates how much Gabon's citizens want freedom to express themselves without fear of harassment and want improvement in their living conditions.
Mesdames et messieurs, chers compatriotes, après la conférence nationale,
Ibarba says the ongoing dialogue should heal the wounds inflicted on the people of Gabon by the Central African State's former leaders who were more interested in power than the people they were called upon to lead. He said the dialogue should not be like previous conferences that instead gave Gabon's former leaders more powers and failed to solve the country's economic, social and political problems. Ibarba said participants in the dialogue will examine some 50,000 suggestions on how to make Gabon a better place to live in. Officials say the dialogue will propose the political, economic, and social organization of the Central African nation after the transition. In an initial timeline published by the transitional government, General Oligui was to rule for 24 months, until the holding of elections in August 2025. But Gabon's transitional government now says the dialogue will examine a draft constitution that would be approved by a referendum on a date chosen by Oligui. After that, the government would hold elections to transfer power to civilians. Opposition and civil society groups say the general invited about 100 senior military officers and about 250 people who were loyal to the ousted Bongo regime because he wants to extend his stay in power. They say while serving as commander of Gabon's presidential guard, Oligui collaborated closely with some of the acting and former senior state functionaries. Romuald Asogo Obiang is a political analyst and member of Gabon's civil society, a coalition of concerned political groups in the Central African state.
Il est question de restaurer les institutions parce que les institutions c'est elles qui justement.
Obiang told Gabon's state TV that General Brice Oligui-Nguema should have organized elections to hand power to civilians, who will in turn have the mandate of the people to decide if an inclusive national dialogue is a priority. He says there are all indications that Oligui wants to extend his mandate after the dialogue under the pretext of implementing resolutions of the major national dialogue attended by people loyal to the military ruler. Obiang said the dialogue may mean nothing if another leader takes power and has other preferences. The general and his supporters say the dialogue will set the rules for future elections and decide who can be a candidate in Gabon's presidential elections. Oligui says he will respect the resolutions of the inclusive national dialogue. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.